Welcome back to BunSports.com, and this is our final preview of the 2014 preseason. We have previewed each conference and each team in the SEC, and now we've come to the end, and we're going to give our predictions on who will play in the inaugural four-team playoff that will take place in Pasadena, and of course culminate in New Orleans and culminate in Dallas. I'm sitting here with a college football professor, and he's going to give his four teams, and I'm going to give mine, and we're also going to predict who will go on to play in Arlington. But first, he's going to give us a few dark horse teams that we should be prepared to look out for that could sneak in the back door of the playoff this year.
Well, I think the darkest of the dark horses, this might be a mule rather than a horse, but is Cincinnati. Now, think about it. If Cincinnati were to upset Ohio State and upset Miami of Florida, and then the rest of their win the rest of the games, and some of the other teams don't go undefeated, that would be a really, really surprise. But I'll call those my dark mule rather than my dark horse. But then there's Georgia. I think they're a dark horse. Michigan State. And here's the surprise, another surprise, and that's Wisconsin. You think about it, Jacob, if Wisconsin were to beat LSU this first weekend, is kind of going to be like going downhill from then on for them this year.
Well, I agree on most of those. I'm not sure about Wisconsin. I think Cincinnati has a chance, but I just don't think that any team outside of the Power Five conferences is going to get enough love from the committee and from the media and the influences, the decision makers, to put them in that 14 playoff. But we could see that. I think you're right about Michigan State. I think they play an early game against Oregon, and I think the winner of that game will be in the playoff, and I predict the winner in a moment to be in the playoff. So, do you have all four teams coming from different conferences?
I do.
Well, that's an interesting – let's start there. Will this committee – and that's a major question here. Are they going to pick the conference champions and be exclusively conference champion, waiting this thing on conference championships, or – if there are two SEC teams or two teams from another conference that are as good, will they consider that? What do you think?
I think they should. I'm going to say what I think they should. They should choose the best four teams no matter what conference they're from. That's what's done in the NFL. That's what's done in the even the college basketball playoffs. When they have their champion, they don't go by what conference you're from. And so I think it should be the four best teams. But this year, I think that's going to work out, and that's why I'm looking at it. My four teams are all from four different conferences.
All right. Well, let's hear it. Who do you have in your playoff this year?
These are, I guess you could say, I'm sticking with favorites. I'm going to say Oregon and Alabama, and I think those two teams will be in. Florida State, and then the other one is Ohio State. That's the four I'm predicting to be in the in the 14 playoffs.
This is a Ohio State Buckeyes team that is sans Braxton Miller now, of course, the quarterback returning Heisman Trophy candidate. A lot of people thought he had a good shot to win it, and you think that they will get to the playoff without him?
Well, I do, and I think it will happen because of the fact I don't see the Big Ten as really being that strong, and I think there's going to be other losses, which is going to leave the Big Ten getting in to the four-team playoff, and I believe it'll be Ohio State.
Well, a very interesting pick, and in fact, you had three that are in mine, but I'm going to go a little controversial here. I agree with you. I think Florida State will get in. I think the Seminoles have really just a simple schedule, and I think they can manage it with ease. As I said, I think the winner of the Oregon-Michigan State game is going to get in, and that could very easily be Michigan State. I really like the defense that's returning for the Spartans this year, and they have an improved offense. They have a lot of seniority on offense. Now, can they hold teams to the kind of defensive stand they were holding last year? I don't know, but I do think Oregon wins that game. I like Oregon this year. I think with Mariota returning and the games in Eugene, I think it's in Eugene. So I think Oregon will win that. So Oregon, Florida State, and Alabama gets in. But I don't think Alabama wins the SEC. As you know, I predict LSU wins the SEC. So I think LSU and Alabama both get in the playoff, similar to the way it was 2 years ago. And if you're going to put the best four teams in, LSU beats Alabama in Baton Rouge, which I think is a very good possibility. I think Alabama has one loss. LSU wins the SEC championship game, and it's the same thing as we saw in 2010, and Alabama and LSU are there again. Now, I don't think they'll play each other necessarily in the playoff in the first game. Well, they may play each other in the first game, but they won't play each other for the championship like they did. But I do think they'll both be in.
I think, Jacob, you're on to something there, because I think, you know, here before the season starts, everybody's talking about, well, should just conference champions be in? Should this happen, that happen? Don't you think as the football season unfolds and we see teams playing that we will forget a lot of that and begin saying these teams are the best teams?
I hope so. I hope so. But if Ohio State gets off to a great start and they're playing nil competition, and a team from the SEC like an Alabama and LSU, or you could say, you said Georgia is a dark horse, they have a very nice schedule too, or any of those teams gets off to a good start, I think they ought to be given the same respect relative to the schedule they're playing. And I think that's one of the biggest concerns this year. But we'll see. It'll be interesting to watch it unfold. But it all gets underway Thursday night. This Thursday night, as South Carolina plays Texas A&M, Ole Miss plays Boise State, and then you've got college football all weekend long. You talk about Wisconsin. There's your dark horse and mine playing each other on week one, LSU and Wisconsin, and many more games. We'll be here to break them down for you. We'll be back next week to talk about what happened in week one and preview week two as the college football season 2014 rolls on.